USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time unemployment jobless claims are falling for a fourth straight week as the previous week's total was revised higher. The Labor Department reporting 793,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week. Those numbers out as President Biden is continuing to push his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Regarding that relief plan, Michael Strain is a director of economic policy studies at AEI. He tells CNBC,
there are a lot of things that this bill spends money on that would actually set the recovery back. The unemployment benefit checks, for example, would hold the recovery back while also costing a lot of money. The direct checks to households won't help the recovery, but will also add considerably to the size of the bills.
And the impeachment trial of former President Trump continues in the Senate. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
For 154 days last year, a man was in and out of Boston hospitals fighting a losing battle with COVID-19. He did not survive, but researchers say his rare case could help them better understand how the virus mutates. The man, whose identity was not released, was first diagnosed in the spring of 2020. Dr. Jonathan Lee is an infectious disease specialist at Harvard Medical School.
This particular case is, in retrospect, a harbinger of what was to come. And I think that it just goes to show that we need to do a better job of monitoring the spread of these variants, and that only by looking for these variants will we be able to detect it. And that it's something that I think we haven't done as well up to now.
That audio, courtesy of CBS News. The national anthem is back on for Mavericks games in Dallas. The NBA issuing a statement saying it's league policy for all teams to play the anthem. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, as House prosecutors wrap up their presentation on Thursday in the second impeachment trial of former President Trump, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz shares with Fox News what he believes we can expect.
I think you're going to see a lot of partisan table pounding. You're going to see a lot of efforts to pull on emotion. And at the end of the day, it's not going to succeed. President Trump is going to be acquitted. In order to convict him, it takes 67 votes. They're not 67 votes. Every senator knows that. The House managers know that. Everybody knows that. But they're going through political theater, and they're going through political theater because for 4 years, congressional Democrats, they've been obsessed. They've been consumed with hatred for President Trump. And it defines who the Democratic Party is. So they've got a new Democratic president, a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, and instead of working on the very real problems we have in this country, we have tens of millions of Americans out of work. We have millions of kids who are not going to school, and yet the Democrats are not trying to fix those problems. Instead, they want to go through a circus of an impeachment trial that they know is doomed to failure.
YouTube has banned LifeSite News from its platform because the organization published a video featuring comments from a medical doctor that YouTube claimed contained medical misinformation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.